348? No, I'm sorry, 355.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Multnomah County for the Revenue Bureau to administer the Multnomah County Business Income Tax.
Who pulled this? I'm not sure. Oh, Terry?
Mr. Lightning pulled it.
Oh, Lightning, did you want to speak to this? Okay. Come on up, Terry, and explain this item for us.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. I'm Terry Williams with the Revenue Bureau, Deputy Director and Tax Division Manager. The agreement before you today is a continuation of a 21-year partnership with Multnomah County, collecting the Multnomah County business income tax on behalf of the county. We've normally done this in five-year increments. Last year, because of an increase to them, they asked for a one-year agreement, which we agreed to, and so this continues that five-year pattern. In that 1 year, one of the reasons why they asked for the 1 year is they wanted to review our operations, understand a little better, make sure that they were getting a good value for the dollars they were spending. They determined that indeed they were, that they couldn't do it for less than what we were charging them, and so we're back on presenting this on a five-year schedule. So if there's any other questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Questions for Terry? And we did increase the amount that we're compensated by the county for providing
yes.
the service.
Yes, that was a $200,000 increase last year. The agreement has an inflation factor on a yearly basis. It will increase by at least 2.5% or CPI if it's greater. So that covers our increased costs every year.
Great. I'm just curious, roughly how many business income tax payers are there in the city or the county?
There are over 63,000 accounts that we administer, yes. Some of them are exempt, but most of them pay.
And you're busily opening envelopes as we speak?
Depositing money. We have over $4 million to deposit for the city side today, as a matter of fact. So.
Thank you. Other questions for Terry? And Lightning, did you want to speak to this? Come on up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I represent Think Lightning Company. My name is Lightning. One of the issues I guess I have on the business tax is that we hear about through the city a lot of the issues on how the homeless affect the businesses, and what I want to make sure is that every year we see increases on certain taxes that are applied toward the Portland Housing Bureau, and the reason why I say that is that if the homeless population increases outside, and whether they're out on the sidewalks and the doorways, we have to monitor that close enough to understand that to decrease that, we must increase revenue sources in other areas. Now, if we're not doing that on especially dealing with the businesses that have an understanding that, yes, by having the homeless into housing, their overall revenues will increase. And there's been a lot of business owners that have stated that if I could figure out a way to do that, my revenue will increase. And the reality is that there must be additional amounts added into the Portland Housing Bureau funds from maybe these type of sources. And again, what I want to stress is that when we're talking a business tax that is already being implemented, we need to increase more funding if we have a tremendous amount of people that are currently out on the sidewalks and the streets to get them into housing. And we need to look at these areas and possibly doing that and understand that if homelessness increases each year, we need to increase the revenue to bring that down, and that's basically what I wanted to discuss on this. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else on this? Okay, then this is an intergovernmental agreement, and it's an ordinance, and it's passed a second reading.